This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Margaret Kehoe, who is deafblind and she's from Dublin, Ireland. Margaret's released her book called Snakes and Ladders in August 2024, which is all about navigating life with a hearing impairment and sight loss. Margaret, thank you for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio today. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and also your hearing and sight loss?
I was born with congenital cataracts. Also, the optic nerve was damaged. So I was totally blind up to the age of 3. And in them days in Ireland, if you had a disability, your parents might take you down to the Franciscans to lay hands. And that happened in my case. My father was testing me with his cap and candles, but I paid no heed. So when I came back from the Franciscans, I put my father's cap off. And I got about 3% of sight. I've had that over the period up to 10 years when the remaining went. The deafness didn't occur until 5 years ago in my left ear. I still have peripheral hearing in the right ear.
What inspired you to write your own book and how did it come about?
In my teenage years, my mother used to always say she'd love to write her life story. And over the years, it came up from time to time. She had beautiful handwriting, but the only thing that may have stopped her, she wouldn't have been great at the spelling aspect. As time went on, this went on from time to time. And then in the 70s, friends of mine mentioned, "You have a story or tell, why don't you write a book?" I didn't know how you could do it. I didn't have that kind of confidence, but they mentioned you could record it. But in them days, we just had those cassettes, and I thought, how am I going to start this? People told me I could do it, but I needed the kind of help to start it. I had a dream that I wanted to write a book over X amount of years. As a matter of fact, 35 years. I started, I suppose, because I felt I was getting that bit older and I wanted to write this book specially in honour of my mother because she didn't have the opportunity. Like technology today, I would have had a better chance. And then when I came to Scotland, I had various charities saying, "Why don't you write a book?" And this went on. And then just nearly 2 years ago, I decided to start on this book. So I dictated it. It was a long journey going over stuff because you were starting from childhood up to 70 years of age.
In the book's blurb, you mentioned that you took the photographs yourself and that it's something that you're very, very proud of. How did you manage to do this despite being visually impaired and hard of hearing?
I always had a camera in my hand growing up. We had an old-fashioned camera. And as soon as I got a job, I bought a camera for myself. I used to enjoy taking photographs. I was very short-sighted. I couldn't take it long-sighted because I wouldn't see that well. I wouldn't see details, but I would see the figure, the colour, what they were wearing, but not details. I would see the face, but just as much. I enjoyed taking them. But I think while taking them, I didn't see as much as when they turned out. I could see them better when they were developed, but I had a good focus. But yes, I was very proud of those photographs. My daughter came along and she was always smiling. So I had no bother of asking her to smile. As a child and grown up, she was always smiling. As a matter of fact, I could see her better in the photographs than I can see her in real life. So it was a treasure to have those photographs of my daughter. And I enjoyed it immensely. I was happy with those photographs.
You also said that you're very determined and that you don't let things stand in your way. What advice would you give to anyone who's going through some tough times?
Yes, I am quite determined. My philosophy is that I'm not very negative. I'm quite positive in my way of thinking. I think I would say to somebody that had a dream they wanted to do something, like write a book, don't take as long as I've taken 35 years to write it. take notes and try and get somebody to be there with you while you're going to start that book. It's very important to have somebody with you. I got the support of the encouragement, but I didn't get the support that I really needed. But saying that times are bad and we can't always get what we want. So just be positive and don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it.
What format is the book currently in, and have you considered potentially having the book in an audio format?
The book is on a Kindle, an ebook, PDF, and it's also in print in a hardcover. I'm hoping to eventually get it into Braille. It's not a big book, it's a small book, but it's a read for everybody.
I would just like to thank you, Margaret, for coming on to R&IB Connect Radio today and for sharing your story about your book and the process you went through to write your book.
Thank you.